This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To Sunday Arts Magazine, Mikey Sakonofsky. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, thanks for having me. So excited to be here.
Absolute pleasure. You've got a very infectious smile, so I think you're going to make us very happy. But you've been rehearsing down the road for your new production. But before we talk about Julius Caesar, let's go back in time a little bit and talk about, was it acting for you that was the first thing that you were doing as a child? Or
it was actually law. I am polar end of the spectrum. I had planned to do law, got in, was ready, did like a month, and then deferred and started studying musical theatre. So the Jewish parents were less pleased, but you know, they love it now.
I could imagine they would have gone, oh, what have we done? What's he doing to us?
It's like, what little tutu along the way made that decision happen?
So what was it? Why did you change?
I think I just fell in love with the option to affect other people. Law for me was always more of that like smart, safe choice. Mm-hmm. And growing up as like a queer person in an Orthodox Jewish household, ending up in an all-boys school and then finding my transness as well, I was looking for some way to like share a story and tell other people's stories through my own abilities. And for some reason, just theatre and getting to play Mr. Thénardier in the school's production of Les Mis, I was like, right, okay, I think this is what I like doing. And then something just switched while I was studying. I was like, you know what? I want to do this as my career, and I think I can make this my dream and make it come true.
And how's it gone so far?
Actually, really well, surprisingly. Yes.
Well, you're the first in the list of our cast today. I know, I get to
head off the little names. Definitely wasn't alphabetical. No, it's been going really well. I graduated from Shofit Performing Arts and did musical theatre, then did a year of acting for screen as well as theatre at Howard Fine. And then I did my first show with Melbourne Shakespeare Company, which was The Tempest, which was incredible. It was this like rock ballad version of this
old
Shakespeare.
Musical theatre, Shakespeare.
I know, quite the jump. I have always loved Shakespeare, and that was like the first experience I had performing was in school. We'd like read the books out loud, and I would relish any moment. And I remember doing Julius Caesar and getting to play Portia because I was the only one prepared to like do the big monologues. And I was like, oh, okay, I love this.
So how did you go with the language? Because we all know Shakespeare is, I said, very especially at school, you know, like how did the rest of the kids react to it?
Not so well. I've always loved language, and especially growing up in like a multilingual house, and culture and the way that words can affect a story has always been really important to me. So Shakespeare was just like another language that I could learn.
Yeah, and but it's also that, you know, like the rhythm, the sing song that you've got to
get. It's very musical.
Isn't it really such an interesting way of speaking?
Completely. The iambic pentameter and like couplets and the phrases, it's an art in itself. And then it does lend itself to singing and rhythm and movement, because that's the only way you can really express these otherworldly words is by depicting it. Yeah. And seeing those pictures and puzzle pieces come together is incredible.
And what's your slant on the fact that, you know, like after all these years that Shakespeare is, and you know, like appealing to somebody your age, you know, why? Why do you think Shakespeare?
I think because it's that like ability to change what was into something new. I mean, we can, in this show, we have so much like gender bending and queer coding of my own character, but we've seen it time and time again where these what used to be little boys playing girls playing boys, you now actually have the opportunity for trans characters to take these roles, or for women to play these typically male and hedonistic and masculine characters and bring a whole new light to it. And I think that speaks to a younger generation.
But the interesting side of it is when Shakespeare first was being performed, men played all the women's parts.
Exactly. He was synonymous with gender bending.
Well, no, it's because women weren't allowed to perform.
Well, on that stage. Too. The options weren't really there as much.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, tell us, what Shakespeare are you doing?
So, we're doing Julius Caesar.
Oh, I think we've heard that name before. So,
maybe.
And the wonderful thing is that with Shakespeare, he used a lot of a famous, pieces of history, as well as making stories. I mean, this, obviously, Julius Caesar, and which is very, very interesting one for you guys to be doing, isn't it?
100%, especially now, considering like the issues we've had with war and just these men thinking that they can control the world. It's so invigorating getting to put our spin on it and see what could actually be said through this historic character and through Shakespeare's opinion of it. Because that's really what Shakespeare did, was he would give his opinion on what was going on in the safest way possible. Like Julius Caesar itself was commenting on the English royals at the time.
Mm.
And now we get to comment on what's going on now.
Exactly. And that's the wonderful thing about Shakespeare, that you can adapt it so easily to current situations.
100%. And I think that, again, is why younger generations can see it continue on forever, really. Because why not change something? Why not bring it into today's age or the future or rewrite the past?
Mm. And how are you performing it? You know, which era have you taken it to?
We're sitting in this limbo of a mixture of today as well as notes of the past, because we aren't changing the language so much that it's like, oh, it's like 2023, but more that based on what we're wearing, our costumes being this like everyday minimal palette that looks like what you could see on the street or looks like what you could see at a polo match, which is a theme running through. You've got to come and watch.
Oh, okay.
But you can relate to what is being worn and see how that could be put on yourself or down the street, which is always really enjoyable, getting to kind of embody this history in the present.
What part are you playing?
I play Artemidorus.
And what's that character?
That character is this always present security messenger. I run between Mark Antony and Caesar and Brutus, and
because that's the interesting thing is that we don't think about it. That's how they got the news.
Completely.
Somebody had to run.
There was always this miles. Person said this and back across. It's like Hermione and Harry Potter.
That's another fascinating part of history is how we found out about, how we communicate. We're now, we touch our phone, we know exactly what's going on. But there was a process, wasn't there? So the messenger, you're playing the messenger. Do you stretch the truth along the way?
Actually, well, in a sense, yes. My character is like the last hope to save Caesar at one point. And then due to that like male bravado and also the character itself in history was one of Caesar's lovers, and then that was always ignored in so many tellings, but Richard and the creative team at Melbourne Shakespeare really wanted that like queer coding to be visible. So you see Caesar actually not just negate this character because it's lower class, but negate this other level of the fact that they were lovers, they were together, and there's so much more around this visibility being there and the fact that I can like be my queer self in a Shakespeare role at the same time as you have like this character running to Mark Antony, who's played by Natasha Herbert, and having that like feminine maternal energy where it used to just be like two men bickering. You have this new power that my character gets to interact with.
Absolutely fascinating. But also, tell us about Melbourne Shakespeare. You know, like you have been in a production before.
Yeah.
Oh, how important, because we hear there's Bill Shakespeare, the national Shakespeare company, and there's Shakespeare companies all around Australia, the world. There'd be thousands around the world. Why is it important that there's a Shakespeare company here in Melbourne that and they are breaking ground a lot, aren't they?
Well, that's the thing. The initiatives that they're taking between like Jennifer Dean and Michael, the producer of Melbourne Shakespeare, they want to push the boundaries. And I think seeing these young companies put on these incredible shows with such an all-star cast, I think they're really making headway to showing even commercial theatre how casting and diversity and creation of new work or adapted work needs to be the forefront of Australia because currently we're training audiences to want to see the same things, whereas Melbourne Shakespeare's like, let's give you this new work. I mean, Julius Caesar with female leading members in these male roles and these extremely diverse cast in both like race and gender and sexuality. It's truly incredible. And that's often lacking in most companies.
Okay. Where's it performing?
At 45 Downstairs.
Right. Okay. Is this your first time performing there? Or?
Yes. Yeah. I have seen countless shows, but I've never gotten to perform. So I'm very excited.
Very exciting. And when's it on?
It opens on August 25th.
Oh, you know.
24th. Opens on August 24th to September 3rd.
Right. Okay. Nice prompting.
I know what you're talking about.
What? I knew that.
And how can we find out more about it?
You can go to Melbourne Shakespeare's website, or it is also on 45 Downstairs website.
Of course. Of course. Well, look, thank you so much for coming in today. And you've got to come back with whatever you're doing next time around.
Yes. Well, you're telling us about your cast doing about 10 different things each, and I'm guessing you're in a similar boat.
Yeah, no, jumping around it's exciting. Bit by bit, little chipping away.
Good on you. Thank you.
Thank you.
A big thank you to Mikey Sakanowski. Going to be performing for Melbourne Shakespeare, as we said, August 24 to September 3rd at 45 Downstairs. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.